Bible reading number 85, Leviticus 24, verses 10 through 23. The punishment for violating the laws of God. Now there was a son of an Israelite woman and an Egyptian father. The son was walking out among the Israelites, and a fight broke out in the camp between him and an Israelite man. The son of the Israelite woman began cursing and blaspheming the name of Yahweh. So the people took him to Moses. The mother's name was Shelomith. She was the daughter of Dibri from the tribe of Dan. The people held him as a prisoner until the always present one's will was to be declared to them. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Take the one who cursed me outside the camp. Then bring together all the people who heard him. They must put their hands upon his head. Then all the people must throw stones at him and kill him. Tell this to the people of Israel. If anyone curses his God, he is guilty of sin. Anyone who blasphemes the name of Yahweh must surely be put to death. All the people must certainly throw stones at him. Foreigners must be punished just like the person born in Israel. If someone blasphemes the name of God, then he must be put to death. If someone takes the life of another human being, then he must surely be put to death. Someone might kill an animal that belongs to another person. If he does, then he must give that person another animal to take its place. And someone might cause an injury to his neighbor. If he does, then the same kind of injury must be paid to him. A broken bone must be paid for a broken bone, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. In the same way, when someone injures another human being, he must be injured in return. So, anyone who kills another person's animal must give that person another animal to take its place. But the person who kills another human being must be put to death. The law will be the same for the foreigner as for those from your own country. I am Yahweh, your God." So Moses spoke to the people of Israel. Then they took the man who had cursed God outside the camp, and they killed him by throwing stones at him. Thus the people of Israel did as Yahweh had commanded Moses.